Nancy Mace challenger Katie Arrington, abortion is murder. By Hannah Blow on May 3, 2022. Katie Arrington, the Trump-endorsed congressional candidate challenging GOP Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, in South Carolina, said on Tuesday that abortion is unequivocally murder, and that those who favor exceptions, including Mace, are complicit in the systematic killing of millions of unborn babies. Abortion is murder. Anyone in favor of exceptions, Nancy Mace included, are complicit in the systematic killing of millions of unborn babies. I am 100% pro-life with no exceptions. The GOP candidate began, expressing her support for overturning Roe v. Wade in the wake of a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning the landmark 1973 decision on abortion. I support the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and am grateful to Justice Alito for having the courage to lead this fight. I will always stand to defend the sanctity of life at all stages, she continued. I must add that the leaking of this draft is a tactic of the radical left as a means of destroying our institutions to advance their agenda. It is more important than ever that we hold the line and send pro-life conservatives to Washington, Arrington added. Her remark follows the collective leftist freakout over a draft Supreme Court opinion leaked by Politico, and reportedly penned by Justice Samuel Alito, concluding that Roe must be overruled. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives, the draft opinion reads in part. Arrington's challenge to Mace serves as a proxy battle of America First fighters versus the Republican establishment. Notably, Mace also released a statement on the leak, touting her pro-life record. Mace said in her statement, "What would otherwise be a great day for our country for the lives of the unborn, has now been marred by an unprecedented and politically motivated leak, obviously intended to intimidate our Supreme Court justices. I have and will continue to support the rights of the unborn. As a legislator, I am proud of my pro-life record. And as a ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, we need to get to the bottom of this unprecedented breach in protocol from our highest court. I sincerely hope this is not a paradigm shift in the way the court operates going forward, but is a moment viewed with sadness by both parties for the grave political miscalculation that it is." Arrington, however, has continued to differentiate herself from Mace, making it clear that South Carolina Lowcountry needs to be represented by a true, pro-Trump conservative representative who's going to stand up. The current congresswoman turned her back on the Lowcountry. She turned her back on President Trump, and she has not done what we asked her to go up there and do. She's more about branding herself and becoming a media personality than actually representing the priorities of the district, so we're going at it to represent the priorities, Arrington told Breitbart News in February. Her remarks come a day ahead of the launch of her digital ad, which features former President Trump calling her a fighter for the people of South Carolina.